And
welcome to another California Guy show. Yeah, that's a gimmick, everybody. Shut the fuck up. But, yes, welcome to my show with your host, Cali Guy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show again. We have to give you guys a welcome like 2 to 3 different times. So, I'm over here chilling out, ready to start this show up. And that's what this everything's going smoothly on Blog Talk tonight. So, welcome to all viewers. So, let's get started today on the show. This evening, what do I want to talk about? There's a few topics that just happened. And I'll forgive you guys. I've been drinking on some beer, too, so my thoughts are not really there. I just drank a Miller's High Life. It's like my medicine. So, everybody that knows Cali Guy, he do drink on the air. So, you guys, again, if you guys are moralistic, just get off the show. No, don't listen to no more. But, okay, let's start off. I said the big news today, big meat today. The big meat of the day is the Avengers trailer. And a lot of stuff happened, actually, in pop culture media, but that's one. Byron Allen is another topic I'm going to touch on real quick. Because I listened to Tyreek live. I'm going to get to Avengers in a minute, because I know that you guys want to hear my reaction to the my co-host of the night is on. Let me put my good friend Crossfire on. Hold on 1 second. Crossfire, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Cali Guy? Thanks for having me on the show as always, man.
Oh, no problem. You're the co-host of the night, so I was just about to get started to the big meat of the hour. I'll cover the Byron Allen story later, his lawsuit, but let's jump right into the big meat of the day. That's going to be a topic for the weeks to come. We were talking off air about some of these topics, but let's jump in. You know what we're going to talk about. Crossfire, I'm going to let you start. The Avengers trailer, give us a good presentation.
Well, what do you expect from the third? I mean, from the first trailer, we knew that this movie was going to be, was going to take things to a whole nother level. And, you know, you got the dark tone in the first trailer. You got, you know, what it was going to look like, and you got the stakes. In the second trailer, you got, it wasn't as good as the first trailer. It was just more of an expansion. But with this third trailer that was released, you really got a sense of the action and the scale of the things that are about to unfold. And a lot of things in the trailer are actually precursors to events that's going to happen in later movies. Specifically Civil War. With this movie, with this trailer, though, there was so much huge things that really made my jaw drop and made me really excited as a fan of comic books and as a fan of the superhero cinematic universe, because if you followed it ever since the first Iron Man movie and you get to this point, it's just like all the things that have led up to this moment, it gets you even more hyped. Because you know the relationship between these characters, and you know that Ultron is going to manipulate that and going to turn them on each other. And one of my favorite, and the trailer was epic. That's the one word that I can use to describe it is epic, beyond reality. And I one of my favorite moments from the trailer was the end where Thor was, you know, he looked at Ultron and he said, you know, like, is that the best you can do? And then you just saw all the drones. And that's something that I really wanted to see for the longest was the drones, the Ultron drones really coming in and just going against the Avengers. That was a cool shot. And I think Joss Whedon is going to deliver a magnificent spectacle film. I think he's going to deliver a potent story. He's going to deliver a powerful story, and he's clearly going to leave his mark on the Avengers as a whole, the cinematic universe as a whole with this movie. I personally think that this is going to top the first one. I'm not sure, but I personally believe not.
That's strong words from Crossfire. That's strong words. Everything you've said, I totally agree with. Let me throw some shots in here real quick. I do think it's very epic. It's going to be stronger in story versus the first movie. The first movie was decent, but it was basically a build-up from really the other movies. See, what's interesting about Phase 2 is that Phase 2 movies were really more standalone. So it didn't give the viewer any clues or any lead-up to Ultron. It didn't give us no lead-up.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. We had no lead-up to Ultron, basically, going into this movie, whereas you sort of had lead-ups to Avengers. You pretty much knew the villain by the time you got to Thor. It was easy to go in. Even if you didn't read no Avenger comic books, you could just wiki that shit up and just say, okay,
right,
that's the first villain, so it's obvious. But with this movie here, they're going to probably have, and we're going to see the weakness of either Whedon is going to make or break this movie. This is how I feel about it. I'm going to throw a little criticism in there. He's a very weak writer, but we're going to see if he could overcome his stereotype, his defect of being a strong writer in this movie. And so far, the story with Ultron being created by Tony Stark and the visions amongst him and Steve Rogers all going to play a very crucial role into the story and substance of this movie. So, again, I agree with you 100%. It's not going to be like Avengers 1. Avengers 1 was basic. It was too basic of a story. It was basic. So it was like, okay, we're going to, you got to introduce them in here, show why they're
right
together, you know, show a little arguing, but it didn't take really strong writing. And again, I have a theory. John Favreau co-wrote the movie Avengers 1. So we'll see if Shane Black and the team of Shane Black and Josh Weldon. I know people say, well, why do I say Shane Black? But you'll see down the road if this is a really, really decent movie, if Shane Black and Josh Whedon could turn something out. So what do you think about that?
Right. I agree. And, you know, the whole thing, and you're right when you talk about the previous Phase 2 movies. One thing that these Phase 2 movies have in common is that, especially with movies like, I'll even have to admit, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, and Captain America, The Winter Soldier, these films were more dark in terms of, and more intensified version. The stakes were a lot higher. And leading, having all that, going with knowing what the Avengers have gone through in their own solo movies and having all that culminate into Avengers Age of Ultron, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. And I hope Whedon, yes, he's a weak writer, but I know that Whedon cares. You could see in the trailers that he has an attention to detail. He knows these characters good enough, and he understands the characteristics. He understands the essence of these characters, and you can see that in the trailer. You can see that he has a love for these characters, and he especially has a love for Ultron. I mean, if you guys haven't seen the trailer yet, who's listening? I mean, once you see the dialogue that Ultron gives in this trailer, I mean, you can tell that Joss Whedon had a great time writing Ultron's character. And I just really think that the stakes are going to be raised, and I literally cannot wait until May 1st. I'm going to be there on May 1st. I'm going to go see the movie. And
I'm going to see the movie before. And not to cut you off, I'm going to see it the night before. You know how I get down.
Oh, you're going to do a midnight? You're going to do a midnight release?
You know what? I haven't did a midnight showing. It's going to make people laugh that follows Kelly Guy. I haven't did a midnight showing, man. Damn, it's been so long. When was the last time? Actually, you're going to laugh because this is the topic you and K-1 always argue about since Star Wars. That was the last time. I think it was Clone Wars. I think I did a I don't do all those midnight showings like that. You know,
I've never done a midnight showing ever. I've never done it. My first midnight showing, I wanted to be The Force Awakens. That's my plan. But I've never done a midnight showing. I'm not going to see the Avengers on midnight.
Nah.
I'm probably going to get the matinee, seeing an IMAX. You know, at my local theater.
Yeah,
that's another film I'll see in IMAX.
Cool.
Yeah.
If anybody wants
to
call in too, this is an open line tonight. It's not really topic driven as well as the call in. So it's a bunch of topics that I've talked about calling in. But yeah, let me move on.
And Cali guy, I want to shoot down a rumor. Now, people keep saying, and it's about the vision. People keep saying that's an infinity gem on his head, like on the tip of his head. And I personally think that that's not an infinity gem. If you go back to the comics, Vision has a spot on his head where he shoots beams out of. Now, I don't think in the comics that was an infinity gem, you know. So
Oh, you see, here's the thing about the fan community, and I discussed this with you before. The fan community, they tend to want to come up with all these theories. Some of them be on point. Don't get it twisted. But when a movie doesn't release a lot, I know for a fact that I'm going to have Infinity Gems featured in this movie, except for the gem with Loki's wand. That's the only one that you may get that's pertain to an infinity gem, but this movie's not going to. It's going to be less about space. Ultron, this movie's going to be more of a domestic movie. It's going to be more. The next two movies are going to be really domestic. I think you're going to go into the outer realm too much space stuff, or, you know. I mean, Ant-Man's going to be domestic, so I'm sorry, because I missed the movie. Ant-Man and Avengers is still more going to be way more domestic. The infinite. It's going to be really big. And it's smart to do that because you don't want to give too much weight on a space part or otherworldly stuff or in the Marvel Universe right now. I think that it's just spoon feed. I mean, they gave us Guardians. That actually was innovative unto itself because Guardians took place really in space. Before that, people could say you had Avengers and Thor, you know, was otherworldly too, but you don't want to get too wrapped up. Thor was domestic too, though. I don't really care what most fans think. Thor was sort of domestic because what they did with Thor was, even though he was on Earth, I mean, even though he was on Asgard, he was on Earth like 90% of the movie, and then last movie, yeah, Jane Foster. So it was basically, even though you went to Asgard, and yes, that concept was on there, it still has something to do with Earth, basically. So Thor was established as more of an Earth hero. I'm talking about pure space, pure otherworldly, pure Infinity Gem, stuff that really doesn't pertain right now to what's going on in the film. So I think that domestically, before they start to touch on Infinity Gauntlet, they should wrap up storylines that in the domestic front before they go to the space front and the grandiose type storylines that they want to do. And I'm sure that's what they're doing. That's why you have Civil War coming up. And you have Ant-Man, those are the next two domestic movies. I have a feeling the next couple of movies are not going to be that kind of domestic. Ms. Marvel's not going to be domestic like that. Ms. Marvel's going to be dealing with the Kree. Maybe Black Panther's going to be more foreign. It's going to be kind of like Thor a little bit because they're going to be on Wakanda. So, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And, you know, Black Panther, in terms of, you're not going to really get any sort of, if everything's going to stay domestic until you get to Infinity War. Infinity War is probably when Marvel and Avengers is really going to start going Star Wars, in a sense, and Star Trek, where everything is going to be a space battle. It's going to be centered in space, and that's where everything's going to culminate. And that's I honestly, personally believe that's where, you know, in Infinity War, you're going to get all these, you're going to get all the different heroes like Guardians, Avengers, Inhumans. Everything's going to come together in Infinity War. All the heroes are going to come together. It's going to be because that's what's going to need to happen, because when you're going up against Thanos, he's going to have all these Infinity Gems. So, yeah, I agree with you.
It has to be sort of domestic. You got to work out certain storylines already before you start, again, the meat of space. So you have to make this stuff make sense. I know fans want it all, but this still is not a comic book. So that's why I tried to get across to a lot of fanboys that this is not comic book stuff. This is still film. So you got to still do it in a way where the audience is like, you know, not shitting on the concept of this is a comic book universe. So, you know, it all depends. It all depends on how they do it. So, any other news that you have, right quick? Any other news that you want to share?
No, I mean, for people out there that don't know, They casted, you know, they casted Will Smith's son, not his actual son, but
Wait a minute. We have a caller real quick. Hold up. Okay.
Big J,
what's going on? What's going on, Big J?
All right. I was interested in what y'all was talking about, though. That's why I called in.
Okay. Yeah, would you have any thoughts? It don't have to be what we're talking about either. This is actually open mic. So we were talking about, what you have to say?
You talking about the Infinity Wars and all that stuff?
Yeah, but it's open mic, so you could pick any topic you want.
There's a campaign to have the Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man's going to be in the next Avengers movie, but they're actually looking at a black person to play Spider-Man.
They are looking at a black person to play Spider-Man. But the only reason I don't personally like that idea is because they already have a black Spider-Man. They have it in Miles Morales, and I know he's not full black. He's half black, half Puerto Rican. But introducing Peter Parker, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, I don't want him to be black and this and that. The point is that we already have a black Spider-Man, and that's Miles Morales. To have Peter Parker is Spider-Man. When you think Spider-Man, you think Peter Parker, you know? And, it's traditionally Peter Parker has always been white. Now, I don't have a, personally, in a perfect world, and this goes back to the thing of, I don't know if you heard the comments that Michelle Rodriguez said about, you know, changing ethnicities of different heroes that already exist. To me, in my personal opinion, she had a point in the sense that why is it we need to do as diversified as it is, we need to create something of our own that where we're not stealing other people's heroes. Like, for example, like you just said, putting Peter Parker as being black, or for example, if they wanted to make Batman black, having something where we can create something of our own, have our own mythos, where we can call it our own and nobody can
I read I used to be a comic geek myself back in the 90s, and this was when I'm a DC fan, but speaking about Batman, Bruce Wayne, allusions there that he's had African ancestry in the comic books. They actually kind of put a little bit speculative that he has African heritage. If you watch Batman Begins and you read the comic books of the 90s, they was alluding to the fact though that the Batcave used to be Bruce Wayne's great-great-grandfather's part of the Underground Railroad, and had slaves up in there hiding, and that's part of the storyline back in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of put that, you know, in there, trying to hint that part that he could be one of the descendants.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that before. I never knew that. That's actually interesting information. I never knew that.
I didn't think about that one myself. But yeah, that's something. I remember them saying that in the movie, but I never thought about that. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to do some more research on that part myself.
There was a comic book that was made in the 90s. It was called Batman Shadow of the Bat. Bruce Wayne stumbles into a skeleton. And they figure out who was the skeleton was. It was one of his great 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 uncles, and he found artifacts inside the cave that used to be where he housed all these slaves. These are runaway slaves at. So he was, helping them to go into the north. Transporting them to Canada. And I was trying to be, you know, I'm assuming DC is trying to make him more trying to ease him into be more black or ease him to be more multiracial, you know, in that, rather than have him as a traditional white male. They're going trying to transition him, his character, into a multi or having some type of, you know, a mixed heritage.
Ideal. Actually, it's a very good idea. Oh, wait a minute! Now that I got you on, Big J, I got you from the other day. You said you wanted to challenge it. I have the show open for this month, so anytime I don't know how to get in contact with Allfacts, but Divine Mommy, you said you wanted to debate him on this show. You guys are welcome to come on here and have that debate.
Speaking about the whole Divine Mommy issue, have you watched her last two videos she made?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't watched the last two videos.
I really don't have the desire to debate her anymore because I she finally come to the realization of what she said and what the reason why black men are mad at her or men in general mad at her. So she said something about she's going to take down some of the videos that were she called for the deaths of black men and all that, because one of her friends, I'm thinking it was Antoine, I'm not sure. There was a video of police beating up her friend up, and you should see his face all blow up, all purple.
I'm gonna check it out after I get off the show.
After me seeing that video. And the video that came after when she was talking about, you know, she is no longer mad at black men for this and that. She's going to be more genteel towards us. So that's why I don't have no desire to do that because I'm gonna scratch her name off the ledger because you know
okay,
like,
well,
but she finally
see it, I took your word off. I took your word for it, because if she said that, then I won't trash her no more either. I take down my video.
Right, because, you know,
because I'm only defending black men.
Yeah, right, exactly, because, you know, and I took her at her word, you know, because, like, what the police had done to her friend, that was some fucked up shit, man, and she was showing pictures of his ass, his whole half of his face. You know, the bottom half of his face was all just like it looked like a goddamn grapefruit come out of his mouth. They beat the fucking shit out of his ass, man. I'm like, damn.
Wow. I didn't see the video yet, but I'm gonna check it out now that you say that. But I'm gonna definitely check it out because I wanted to go on. I don't know how to get in contact with Allfacts, so he don't have a YouTube channel, so I don't want to be calling him out and things that. If you say that, then yeah, I'll even remove some of my videos down if she's retracting what she's saying. So I don't mind. I think LA has a show next, by the way, too. So anybody wants to watch the show, you go over there. It's 11 o'clock East Coast time. This show's gonna start, I think. Now, so they call it Wild Out Wednesdays or something like that. So this show is next up. I know you're gonna be there, Big. It's gonna be a lot of action.
Yeah, I'm going to make an appearance over there and see.
Yeah, so his show is so I'll be listening in on that show. You have any other thoughts, Big J? Anything you want? I know you want to debate me also too on my politics with Texas and California. I guess I'm gonna go on Tyrone's show for that one. I'm at the debate show on that show.
I wasn't really serious on that one, but hey, you know, I was doing that. You have to go after Joe or Neckbone, but okay,
yeah.
You know, but you know that's for nothing today. But like my main thing is go after people who I have a major problems with and try to confront them on some of the stuff. You know, some of the stuff they've been saying and doing.
Well, you come on my show. You have a fair show. If you come on my show, if you want to debate somebody, let me know in advance.
Okay.
I'll definitely set it up. Yeah, I have a show actually tomorrow, too, so I'm doing a couple of that. Oh, by the way, everybody that's listening to the show, shout out to Larry Knucklebones. This is the guy that does the show on politics. He's been real sick, so a lot of people follow his show, listen to his show weekly, but he's real sick. But, yeah, I have a show. Yeah, let me know in advance. I can set up a debate because I'm very unbiased, so I won't interfere with it. I'll let you guys hash it out, whatever. Now, if it gets too out of control, then, you know, I'll shut it down. But,
right.
You know, yeah, if you have a debate, you want to debate somebody, you know me, I'm not going to, I'll be very unbiased. So that's to anybody that wants to come on here and debate. So, and my goal
right.
is to tell you that I always have a fair show when it comes to debate. So I don't really, but I don't mind. I was challenging some people because I did a video also, I don't know if you've seen it, on Thomas Rizzo, you know, his video that he's done also about the Cleveland situation, which people could check out on my California Guy channel because I broke that down. They got to cover it on this show tonight. But if he, and it's a challenge to Thomas Rizzo if he wants to debate me, so I'll go on any show and debate him. If he don't want to come on here and he thinks that I'm going to chew him out, then he could go on another show. So that's just me personally. I don't know if anybody's seen the Thomas Rizzo video, but, you know, it is what it is on that part.
Right. Here is another issue I like to bring up. It's the whole Andrea King, I've got her name now. The white lady that was talking about killing off all of the black politicians because the black caucus walked out on Netanyahu speech.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell Tyrone, look, you are so busy trying to change everybody's religion and, you know, bashing people's Christianity and Judaism, whatever religion this person is or not, but he ain't sitting there, you know, telling people this is the, you know, call this woman show and buck her ass. You know, if you put all your energy attacking Tommy, why ain't Vic Simone ain't going out there and going after this a white woman who sit there and talking about killing off all the black politicians out?
That's true. I don't know. See, but I listen to her as, I don't want to criticize their platform, but I don't know why. I haven't listened to her as in actually a week. So maybe, I mean, I bring it, you know what, I may call in the L.A. show and just bring that up on his show. So maybe
right.
I'll kind of mention that part, or you could mention that part. But, yeah, I don't get that. I call in the TRS and bring up the topic. So, yeah, that's a good thing to talk about. It's a few things we can all talk about besides the religion part. So, but, again,
yeah.
I guess most of the people are interested in that religion, the religious angle, to anything else, debunking religion, so... I mean, I'm not mad at it because that's the topic that they want to present. But
it's one thing, man, to talk about it, but it's one thing, man, to be all obsessed about it. I mean, that, you know, when TRS first started, and I was there when it first started. Well, you know, I was on the other camp, you know, fighting against TRS at that time. That's why, until this day, me and Tyrone still have let's just say we don't agree and kind of hostile to one another. Ever since he started TRS, it was all about Tommy, not about for the progression of the black community. Start talking about things that's actually important, but he will sit there and use his whole platform to go after one person. But now since though, man, you know, like this person, you know, has been, you know, is in a deep beef with Tariq Rashid, he's starting, you know, be obsessed about religion, and now about the overarching problem that's in black society. And you know, I see that, you know, why are you obsessing with that when there are 100, 200 different problems, you know, that we as a people do have, you know.
That's true. Like I said, I'm new to TRS. I'm new to Tyrone's platform. So I wasn't around when they were facing off against Tommy. I came in the butt end of that part with Tommy. I think that time I started really participating with that is when the feud with Cliff got bailed out of jail. That's when I started to get sort of familiar with that platform. I listened to Tyrone's show a few times, but I never really was deep into it until more recently. So I didn't know that they were really just faced off against Tommy like that. Because I've been on radio for 3 years myself. So, you know,
right.
I didn't really do too many beasts. So I wasn't familiar with, like, beasts on BTR or Tommy. Now, I don't like Tommy. I'm not a Tommy fan. But
right.
I didn't know that that whole show was dedicated. I do criticize Vic on the Tommy situation. You know, just let it go. Tommy's a, you know, I don't take Tommy serious anyway. He's an entertainer at the end of the day. So I don't agree with none of his points. But I don't take him serious either at the same time. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. Because they have a deeper beef, and you were around longer. You probably have to break it down to me even further. You know, why? I know they, one thing I did learn, because I used to call in to Woodgrain's show, I did know that Tyrone had a lawsuit. I do know that part. It was a lawsuit with Tommy. That was
right.
That's my first sort of kind of seeing that part. And then when Cliff went to jail, but.
Yeah, and that's what you know. Yeah, I was around when that was going on. I was around during that old lawsuit
wow.
issue. I was telling you.
Let me ask you a question.
Since
you're familiar. Let me ask you one question real quick. Let's pick up. Why was there a lawsuit?
Oh well, because Cliff Duraney and Tyrone and Bone Picker. Bone Picker released a video talking about I'm gonna kill you if you touch Tyrone, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, it was a series of videos and Tommy was like, well, okay, like you need to sit there and hold your followers, you know, the back off. Well, you know, Tyrone was kind of like, well, okay, well. They're grown men. I can't tell them what to do, what to say. And you know, it one thing led that onto another, and then all of a sudden, one of them went ahead to attack Lana. Lana, and then they had who was it? Miss Mo. You remember Miss Mo? She was
yeah,
a guest
yeah.
on that show. And you know, and the same thing though when I was attacking Cliff on. Cliff was on TRS. He was the co-host, and so he was sitting up there flirting around with Miss Mo. Well, that in itself is also a side issue. The reason why people don't like Cliff that much because you know he say one thing but he does another. You know, that is a whole nother issue, side issue. But you know then you know they started to attack this thing and then. And then Monty and Tyrone got into it. Yeah, it came into some old big old mess, man. I had to sit there and write a book, man. I really couldn't just tell you the whole story because you know it would take me all day, you know. But yeah, the gist of it was, man. Lana and Tommy was threatened by some members of TRS, so he decided to sue. To sue Tyrone, but here's the issue where I came in and where Art Fax and Divine Queen and Jet Setter came in was like the issue about the donation money. Okay, when he was being sued, Tyrone had been going around there asking his members to help him out and help out in the lawsuit. Well, everybody was giving him money. You know, some of his most passionate members was giving him money, and you know, and that was including all facts. Once the suit was dropped, you know, he said he's going to use his money to build like a black BTR and all of that mess. But the original point of having a donation was to help out his legal fees out. But when Chris went into jail, and everybody was telling Tyrone, I said, imagine Tyrone telling, hey man, like your boy's in jail. Are you gonna sit there and bail them out? You got half the money. And Dreadhead 305 was even talking about. He made a video about that. Why you taking people's donation money? And you know you ain't doing anything with it. So you know that was the whole Clifton being in jail, and Tyrone wouldn't sit there and accept the story that Cliff was in jail.
Wow,
so, you know. And when Tommy went over there to bail out Clifton out, that made Tyrone look like a damn fool, So you know, so he lashed out at me, all facts, Jet Setter, Dread 305, and a few others. A pinhead Blackson too. He lashed out a pinhead too over that. You know,
wow.
you know everybody was telling him, you know why you having this money for it? The money was supposed to help you with legal fees and build up someone else, but yet so you ain't doing anything with it. That was the whole point of that whole controversy behind that. So you know, it is what it is.
Now that's a long story. Well, yeah, that's a long story. Yeah, you're right.
That is a long story, and there are some few things I left out, but I couldn't. It would take me all day to get you.
I don't want to get into you any messy. I know you call in the character. I'm cool with Tyrone, but I don't want to. If Tyrone wants to come on the show too, by the way, so he's welcome to always call in if he wants to say something. I was just curious because, you know, like I said, I'm newer to it than anything else. I'm very new, so I'm not that old in it. I called in the Wood Grain shows a lot, but I wasn't familiar just with the whole feud and all that stuff there in the Black Sector. So, I mean, Black Sector has a lot of feuds, so I try to not be in the feuds. The format of my show is really entertainment, really most of the time. I do real talk. You see it on my YouTube channel. I do real talks, but I do mostly entertainment on my BQR show. But yeah, that's a lot of what you just said. Just came up a lot right there. And my co-host was like, man, this is like a long story. So yeah, but no, I'm a little ill will. But yeah, but you know, I listen to the shows. I think that the Black Sector should do the more constructive things besides beef a lot, though. I don't want to get, even with my mom, I'm not trying to beef with even her. So I'm not trying to beef with really too many people. I want to debate the content, not really beef on the person. Because like I said in my video, I have no issue with whatever she did sexually. I have no problem with that, you know, but it's the content of the video that I have a problem with. So it was never really her lifestyle or anything like that. I don't know the woman, so I don't want to be all into that stuff there, so.
The real reason I called in was to tell you, man. Look, man, that whole Mommy Divine thing. I'm dropped that whole issue ever since she made those two videos and talking about like that she ain't mad at black men no more. Hey, you know, it is what it is. You know,
I'm glad you told me that. I'm glad you told me because I even remove or I do another video saying that. Hey, you know, I backtrack. Well, I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I backtrack. What I have to say about her and give her much respect, you know? So, you know, people are, it's always, I'm one of the kind of people that is like, if you decide to change your viewpoint of view, I'm all for it. You know, I'm not saying that'd be like me or like how you're thinking, but if you kind of compromise a little bit, then I can compromise. I don't want to be beefing or trashing somebody or trash their content. But if she said that and you said, I believe you because I'm looking on the YouTube channel now. Of T and Nicole, let's say, hey, I'm going to do a video later. Now, Voltron Black, I'm going to do a video of something he said about Australia content. I have to kind of do a video on Voltron. I respect him, but I got to do a video on him. So, and these are good friends, so I'm going to have to kind of debate his content later. So, everybody look out and listen to the show for the Voltron Black video. It is the night of the mall about Australia content. So, I know you're familiar with him, Big J, Voltron
Black. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to debate his content. So it's something that he said in his video tonight about Australia, the content, the movie. My co-host, he loves the movie, and I love the trailer. So I got to kind of say in a respectful way. I'm not going to trash him. I just got to tell him in a respectful way, hey, man, you got to maybe do some more research on Australia, the content. So that's basically what I'm going to do later. Maybe I'll come on L.A. show and say something about it. But Anything else you guys have to say? My co-host, you've been quiet over there.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get off, man. I see you on the LA side, though, things, man.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna be in the chat, so listen to me in that chat. So hopefully, I'm sure it's gonna be entertaining. So thanks for coming on, Big J.
Uh huh. I see you.
All right, peace. All right, Crossfire.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that's one of my good pals, Big JX. He's a YouTuber. Everybody, check out his YouTube channel, Big JX. He appears on a lot of radio shows, and he has his own YouTube channel, so check it out. So let's get back to some entertainment stuff. We were sidetracking. We were talking about some other radio stuff. So, you know, and it's open mic night, so anybody can call in tonight, too. So me, tomorrow, you don't have to show tomorrow night, Crossfire, by the way.
Oh, you have a show tomorrow night?
Yeah, because I'm trying to fill in for Larry, by the way. Larry is sick, so, you know, I'm going to go further into that. I'm going to put his business out there for that Follow Sport Politics. Some of us hosts on this channel is filling in for him throughout the week. He's very, very sick. So if you guys go on the Sport Politics hangout from the other day, I suggest you guys check it out. He's really, really sick. So I'm going to be filling in for him. I'm going to do more shows. I don't know if you're down, Crossfire, but doing a few shows this week. Be a co-host. If anybody want to be a co-host, they can. But,
well, we'll see. I mean, yeah. I do have other things. I mean, currently I'm finishing writing a script for like the short film my friend is doing, and I may go on the set. So I don't know. I'll probably make.
Listen, take care of your business first with the entertainment. I mean, I could always reduce the shows down to shorter shows anyway. So it's not a really big deal. But if anybody want to call in, they can. Any topic, this is open mic night, and tomorrow night is open mic night. You guys can call in to any topic. You can talk about politics. You can talk about stuff on YouTube. You can take Cali Guy away from it. You know, just talk about whatever you want. Any other entertainment news, Crossfire?
Well, there's some news that just came out. It's sort of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. AMC Theaters has announced a 24-hour plan for the Ultimate Marvel Marathon. They're going to show Iron Man 1 all the way to Avengers Age of Ultron on April 29th. So,
oh, really?
That's what AMC Theaters do. I don't know who's going to sit there for 27 hours, man. If anything, you know, what I would do is just sit there through maybe see one of the movies again and then come back for Age of Ultron, because, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, people got lives, man. I mean, I can't nobody sit there for 27 hours.
Man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I can't, I'm good with you. I can't look at all that. You know what? The show's still going. We have a lot of minutes to go. I mean, it's not short, because this is a 440 mile, 5 minutes, but We'll be getting off. Well, we're going into overtime. Let's break down the Spider-Man stuff we were talking about earlier when we was offline. Let's break down the Spider-Man stuff. Let's get into mythology. Yeah. We're going into overtime, so we have enough time. And it's here's the thing, Casper. We can either break it down tonight or we can wait until tomorrow. It's up to you on that.
I'll go into what we talked about and the theories that you came up with. So pretty much, what Cali Guy theorized is that by the time Marvel's Civil War, Captain America's Civil War comes out, that the reason why Civil War is going to happen is because Spider-Man is going to be the cause of it. And what Cali Guy theorized is that Spider-Man is going to be—he's going to be a fresh hero. He's probably going to have maybe 3 to 5 months in as Spider-Man, and that he's going to be looked at. The Daily Bugle is going to tear him down and say that he's this horrible hero. He's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know why the people? Well, he's going to basically try to make the people hate him. And you're going to have it where Iron Man and Cap are going to see Spider-Man, but they're going to have their different views on what to do with them. Iron Man is going to be there in a sense where he's going to be like, look, either you knock it off and stop parading around and you join me, and then we can, you know, we'll tell you how to be, you know, and or you can be against me, and we'll just hurt you. Where Captain America will be like, look, you know, just come with us, you know, express your freedom. You don't have to listen to what Joe Jane and Jameson says. Be with us. Be freedom. You know, heroes have a right to protect this world, and you're doing a great job. And that's where the tension is going to rise. Spider-Man is going to be the cause, because it's going to basically be Iron Man. They're going to be like parents, in a sense. Iron Man and Cap are going to have different views on how to raise, in a sense, raise their child, which is Spider-Man. And if you can think about it in that sense. So, that's what Cali Guy theorized.
And let me tell you something. Maybe you got up that. And if people, and Cam, and not Crossfire, you can attest to this, that in the emails that Amy Pascal had, and you know, I'm going basically off the emails and sort of the direction that he has it doing with Spider-Man. Amy Pascal claimed, and this is a new rumor, and this is from the other rumor with the director of Cabin in the Woods, that Spider-Man is going to be really, really young. They're looking for extremely young actors. Then they're going to have him in a Harry Potter-style movie where you're going to see him kind of grow up through the years. So you're probably going to get the freshman Peter Parker, not an origin story, more heroic in a sense. Maybe the plot of Spider-Man, they're going to strip certain things away, like the romantic parts, because you've seen that in the previous movie.
Right.
And this is going by from the emails. And so I'm thinking that maybe that's why, you know, Sony sold their soul to the devil. I mean, Disney sold their soul to the devil, because they really, really want a Spider-Man there. They really, really, really want a Spider-Man so bad, because it was instrumental maybe in that story. Now, I'm not saying that Black Panther won't be utilized either. I don't want people thinking that, but it made sense for Spider-Man to really be, because I don't see how you could have really played Black Panther. I try to figure that out, because Black Panther's in Wakanda, but Spider-Man makes more sense to fit the Civil War in the cinematic universe, because you can't do it like the 616 comic book, so that's a fit. You're going to have two calories. I've discussed, you left this part out. We're going to have two catalysts. That's Age of Ultron. Winter Soldier and Avengers 1. Those are going to be the three catalysts that's going to cause the Civil War and maybe put up a registration for superpower beings in that world. Maybe some of the Netflix stuff, too, will play a role in it. But remember, we're going by the history of the cinematic universe. So I'm thinking all this. And I think you're going to get a prologue to Civil War, really. And I know people don't buy it. If people could trash Kelly Guy. Go ahead and trash me and say I'm wrong and I'm a nutty man. But I think you're going to get a prologue in Ant-Man. I really do think the prologue is going to really come in Ant-Man, especially with Pym retiring in the 60s. You know, you're going to get some storyline where Hank Pym retired, and then he's going to resurrect the Ant-Man program, and that's going to be that's going to be a prologue, not the full thing. You're going to get maybe some strands of it. What do you think, Crossfire?
I mean, I agree. I mean, it would be nice to get some Ant-Man stuff again, because Ant-Man is the next movie, and maybe it'll be in a post-credit scene, but I really don't think that you'll see, I mean, me personally, I don't think you'll see Ant-Man connected to anything until maybe the post-credit scene in the Ant-Man movie. Maybe they'll recruit him. Maybe they'll recruit Scott Lang for the, you know, to join. Maybe Tony will come in and say, oh, would you like to join my team? Or, you know, anything could happen. I mean, Ant-Man could appear in Civil War. He may not. But anything's possible. Anything's possible.
I think that Ant-Man is probably going to make an appearance in Age of Ultron, maybe even a post-credit. I do think that's still the post-credit, by the way, is Ant-Man. I do think Ant-Man will be post-credit in that particular movie. I've been hearing all kind of weird rumors. Of the next two installments. But Ant-Man is, like you said, going to be a standalone. But we'll see. We'll see. Because I don't want to keep guessing. I'm rumor monger. I'm doing like all the other fanboys. I'm just going along with all these different rumors, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But I will say Ant-Man has to prove itself to the audience, because with that first trailer, nobody's really checking for Ant-Man like that. And a lot of people are saying, well, what was the difference between Ant-Man and Guardians? The difference between that and Guardians is because Guardians was the first time you were exploring the space side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the galactic side, you know, the science fiction-esque sort of version of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. With Ant-Man, it's back to the basics, you know, going back to the phase one style of things with, you know, the whole origin thing. And, you know, I mean, I hope in the second trailer they can convince the audience they could show a lot more that can really,
I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with you because, well, I speak for myself. I was impressed with that kind of the first trailer, but I don't think the general audience really caught on. I personally was impressed with it. See, the thing is, and shout out to fandom, by the way. Shout out to fandom. People, check out fandom on YouTube, by the way. Join a group because they talk about entertainment. One thing Josh Morris told Tim, Triple H, is that he told Triple H in my Cali group that, hey, Triple H, the movies, the Marvel Cinematic Universe doesn't mean per se Avengers. The only reason why Avengers are being sort of used is because of the rights, and that's the kind of movie that Marvel Studios really wanted to make. But Marvel Studios and Marvel Cinematic Universe should not use Avengers as a template for all their movies. It doesn't per se have to connect. They could still be in it. It's like reading a comic book. It's like reading a Marvel comic book. When you read a Marvel comic, you pick up Ghost Rider. Not to guarantee, you're probably not going to see Spider-Man in it. Now, you may get him in a issue of Ghost Rider, but you're not going to see Spider-Man in a hella Ghost Rider book. So that's comic books.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
The comic book should be, the movie should be the same way. Marvel Cinematic Universe wasn't per se meant that everything has to be Iron Man or Thor related. It should really be able to expand. I was hoping, and me and K1 had this discussion, that would end the Marvel Cinematic Universe, just like DC, if they can't expand on different characters. And, you know, I'm a vivacious comic book reader. I'm a big comic book. You know, everybody knows Kelly, I read lots of comics. I read every damn comic book. I read War at Worlds. I read Unknown Soldier. You know what, Crossfire, it's been so many years since I read a horror superhero book. I don't really read superhero books as I used to. I mean, I have a lot of them. Don't get me twisted. I have thousands and thousands of superhero books. But I read, like, different books like Creature Commandos. I read Jonah Hex, Batlash. I just recently bought a lot of cowboy comic books recently. So, you know, I read different types of comic books, and they're in the same universe. When I read these books, you know, whether it's DC, Marvel, they're in the same universe. When you read Jonah Hex, you don't see, and that's in the Western, you don't see Batman per se in that, but you still can enjoy it and know that it's in a shared universe. But why can't the movies be the same way? You could sort of seed it that they're, and you could drop a seed or an egg and say, okay, this is in the shared universe. But it's mandatory that you have to show them. So the Marvel Cinematic Universe has so many damn ideals that they could do. They could do Dracula. You know, they could start a horror line with Dracula, by the way, up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Blade, without showing all of the other characters, and still know that they're in that universe. And you know what they could do? Do you watch Avengers Assemble, Crossfire?
I watch Avengers Assemble.
You ever see Dracula in there? Remember Dracula appearing in Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yeah, I remember.
Halloween. Yeah, so you could use you could do a hardcore Blade movie without the Avengers. But you know what you could say? That maybe Dracula aided Cap in World War II. That was a good plot line for Avengers Assemble. It's many things that you could do.
You can introduce one of Spider-Man's nemesis, which is Morbius.
Good idea, Morbius again. As many things you could do as standalone movies, though. You could do this, but it can still take place. I mean, people think when we say standalone, that means in another universe. No. What I mean by standalone is it could be in the same universe as theirs, but it don't have to connect to the story. Why can't Marvel do that? And not everything has to lead to Infinity Gauntlet either. That's why I tell people that if Marvel Studios and Marvel Entertainment Films and Television Division want to be long branded, they're going to have to use ideals for future projects. And Avengers, I just don't think it's healthy to say everything has to center around Infinity Gauntlet. It should be a plan to go beyond Infinity Gauntlet. That's why I'm getting it. That's why I'm in support of the Daredevil shows and the Jessica Jones show. So I agree. Even Spider-Man. Spider-Man shouldn't really have no major connections either. I mean, if you're an inducement of an age,
he shouldn't. Yeah, exactly. Not to cut you off. He shouldn't have any
the only thing that they should say, that they should have only one thing that glues him to the cinematic universe, and just it can be subtle. It could just be like, oh, Tony Stark. They could just mention certain characters in other universes by name, similar to what Winter Soldier did. You know, yeah. when Nick Fury brought him up to the helicarriers, and he mentioned Stark's name about the repulsor engines in the ships. That's how you can make it subtle but still say it's in the same universe to remind the audience that, hey, these characters are connected, you know?
Yeah, and so it just doesn't need, because like something that Jeff Loeb said, and when you watch the Solo movies and even Guardians, they did well. Guardians did well, and this is to any damn stupid fan out there. Guardians did well. What did Guardians really have? And this proved that Marvel is a strong brand, and DC could do this too. They did not show no Marvel Avenger character in Guardians of the Galaxy. They showed none. Right. Only thing that you sort of had that kind of name was Thanos, but you know, he was like a montage.
And the Collector.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. And the Collector. That was the strand, because Collector appeared at the end of Dark World. But that was it. That movie was still, it proved that you could still do a standalone movie without using all the Avenger characters in it. So, again, this proved that Marvel could expand. So, hopefully, and you know me, we debated in the past. I've debated K-1. I'm for expanding the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm more for that expansion, mostly. So, hopefully they expand it in a way where it don't have to per se tie to Avengers all the time. It should nothing have to, some stories shouldn't have to connect to Infinity Gauntlet, is my point. Like, for example, if Doc Strange is going to have this movie, maybe you could show that the Soul Gem was stolen, but Doc Strange don't per se have to be in the Infinity Gauntlet movie. I try to tell people that. Maybe that's not. Maybe you could show the gem. I just don't think it's necessary to put all the characters in one movie. But that's
He played a significant role in the Infinity Gauntlet comic book when he was with Matt.
He did.
He was the one that was with him, with Doom, and then what was the other guy's name? It wasn't Nova. It was another guy. Doctor Strange was key in getting all these superheroes together and getting them to different dimensions. And actually, he was the key to having them go from Earth to Thanos' newly created palace that he made for Lady Death. So, I mean, he was instrumental.
No, you're right on that. A lot of characters in there, and I haven't read the Infinity Gauntlet in hell of years. I'm just saying that still, certain characters, maybe some storylines, maybe you could divulge, you could put that path going into Infinity Gauntlet, but maybe not have to use as many characters. I know they are at the end of the day because it's business, but to prove that they're a viable brand, maybe some characters, some stories could be left out into separate movies because they got a whole cohesive. They got different. Even if some of them fail or they do good, you can still say some still in their own. But you're right, Dr. Strange was instrumental in Infinity Gauntlet. He was very instrumental. So I'm sure he's going to be in it too. But, you know, I'm just hoping that Doc is still kind of a good standalone film at the end of the day. So I really want to see Doc Strange, Black Panther, Miss Marvel kind of in good standalone.
Right, yeah.
I really want to see. Yeah, so, and Spider-Man also, too. Because the Spider-Man, you know what, I've been on with this part, with Spider-Man. Spider-Man can feature certain elements in his movie, because Spider-Man did have more movies. So I guess that they could do that with Spider-Man, but the other characters, maybe they could kind of hold off and not feature too many things in it so they move it to sell and we could
right.
see.
I don't want Iron Man to make an appearance in the movie either. I know that's a rumor that's been going around. Iron Man, nor Cap, unless, again, you're gonna make this a continuation from Civil War, Iron Man and Cap don't need to be in a Spider-Man movie.
No. And you know what? It weakens the movie, by the way. It
exactly.
also really weakened the movie. So if they show, like, you know what, if they said Avengers were good heroes or something, maybe, okay, fine. But, you know, putting them physically in it really don't. I doubt if they put them in it, though. I don't think that they're going to be in Spider-Man movie anyway. I think Spider-Man is going to be in their movie, but I doubt if they're in Spider-Man, especially a Sony-produced movie. Maybe you'll get an element or two up in there, some hard maybe hard. It won't be Easter eggs, by the way. People say Easter eggs, but you won't get Easter eggs. It'll be more like you'll see the references blatantly, because it'll be a different Easter eggs. Easter eggs means that they sneak stuff in. The fans don't know what these terms mean. Easter eggs mean like cat shield and stuff in the background without referencing it. When you get Spider-Man's next movie, you're not going to have Easter eggs. This is going to be outright, okay, Iron Man is here, you know what I mean, or the Avengers stuff took place here.
Right.
You're going to get that in his movie, so you won't, the Easter eggs will stop after that point. So I don't know. But, you know, we're wrapping up on the hour with the show. Crossfire, give me last thoughts.
No, I mean, again, you know, I'm excited for Age of Ultron. The final trailer came out. I can't wait to see the movie. I'm hyped, and you know, hopefully Marvel can, you know, push something out with Ant-Man that can get a lot of people interested. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. May 1st can't get here soon enough. And again, thank you for having me on the show, Cali Guy.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Let me see if I have my last too. Again, this is Crossfire Guys, my call for the night. I want to say the last thing. I agree with my last thought is Age of Ultron trailer was decent. Oh, tomorrow night on tomorrow night's California Guys show, I will be discussing Star Wars Rebels. I forgot to mention that. So I'm going to be discussing that and some other little topics. I'm going to cover that tomorrow
night.
Great
finale, by the way.
Very good. I'm going to give spoilers. So be prepared, people. So if you haven't seen it, be mad because I'm going to do spoilers. Crossfire is off tomorrow. It'll be, we'll do Star Wars tomorrow night and some other topics. I got, because I have two nights I'm going to do some shows. So tomorrow night, I'm going to return them all. Again, thank Crossfire for being on. Thank Big JX for coming on the show tonight. I was open mic. But tomorrow night, I'm going to discuss more Marvel stuff, comic stuff, and movie stuff. Peace out.